the birth. Mary's abdomen protruded beneath the loose garments, some of her womb's weight resting on the burro's back as the burro picked its way over the rocky path. When a hoof slipped on one of the stones, the sudden lurching caused her to wince, for the baby's head was down and waiting to be born. The dust was thick, so she pulled the scarf across her face, wishing for a drink of water, but the goatskin was empty, and Joseph needed to hurry as the sun lowered in the west. Perhaps this was the day of the birth, although it would soon be night. Already the curious star glimmered in the west, almost as though she and Joseph had followed it to Bethlehem. There was some sadness in her that she could not be with her mother as the birth neared, but Joseph was kind and gentle, and he loved her with such tenderness, but it would have been good to have a woman here beside her, a woman who had been through births. All of the rooms in all of the inns were taken. All of the floors of all of the rooms were taken, for this was Caesar's census. The sun had almost set, that ball of flame streaked with dark blue clouds as it dropped and dropped, and Joseph was told again, again, "There is no room for you here." The pains began, and they had told her of pains before the trip, but no one of them imagined she would be on a donkey as the pains began, and there had been no way to imagine such pain. All that talk about pains far apart at first. This was no far apart. These pains came quick, as though the very earth was being torn from inside her body. Some half cry, half sob, and Joseph helped her down to walk, holding her within his arms for some wrenching moments until she could catch her breath. He knew women's stories, too, and saw in Mary's face and felt in her body that this birth came quickly, as though the baby's time had come, and it was now. On the right was a low cave, more like a mud wattle, but there was fresh hay and some few quiet animals, and they both knew that this is where the child was to be born. Ashamed, with the cloth clinging to her thighs and buttocks, Mary moved slowly to the resting place. The pains were too quick and intense for reflections that this child her God had sent was to be born in a stable. But Joseph puzzled over this as he turned the hay so it would be clean for her to lie upon. Lying down did not help the pains, insistent now and quicker. What were those stories of all-day labors? This was a short tearing with only Joseph to hold her hand. He pushed her damp, wet hair back from her face and wiped a cloth across her forehead as though that loving tenderness could ease the racking pain. This child her God had sent, pushed out of her young womb with all the urgency of a divine plan. This child her God had sent tore out of her young body with all the pains of any birth. Every woman in labor knows this moment. Every man beside each woman knows this time. Then, as though the earth itself was birthed this night, the child was born, and they called him Jesus. A carpenter's knife cut the cord. A carpenter tenderly placed a red and wrinkled, a crying, hairy baby in Mary's arms to hold, to nurse. Joseph knelt beside the mother and child. His love doubled in this moment. He watched a stained and squalling infant find the breast. He remembered then the swaddling clothes and went to find them. This child her God had sent lay in her arms, arms no longer tired, but aching now with love. A little mouth searched for the breast. He found it again, and hungry after such a birthing, sucked hungrily, and she could feel her womb respond. She could feel her love surround him as she half sat, half lay, the pain spent, not remembered. She smiled down upon this child called Jesus. Joseph brought in the clean cloth and laid one over the clean straw. For the bed for the baby was all those broken pieces of wheat and weeds, and some had poked through the loose weaving. Joseph watched Mary sleep. Joseph watched so that the prickles would not hurt the baby's head. After that first nursing, Mary had dozed. Joseph carried the child to a little manger close to where she slept. The child stared, wide-eyed, as though he could see, into the soft light of the oil lamp, and those eyes, so wide, so watching, caused Joseph to look up once to see what the infant seemed to see. What Joseph saw, if he followed the infant's gaze, was the breath of the animals standing quietly on one side. Their breath, it seemed to Joseph, was like the incense in the temple. And then, a shy man, Joseph ducked his head at such a thought. But it did remind him of the incense, the breathing of the donkey and of the cow, one crippled sheep. That breath all rising and going up into the night, the oil lamp making golden motes of the earth dust caught in the breathing of animals. Then Joseph slept as Mary slept, and the child lay wide-eyed and quiet. He seemed to hear the sound of the breathing on this cold, dark night.